Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, school taxes is the issue. Paulino has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Washoe County Superintendent Pedro Martinez and Washoe County Trustee Barbara Clark on AB 46 and funding education.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Liz McMenamin and Robin Reedy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Pedro Martinez, the superintendent of the Washoe County School District, and Barbara Clark, president of the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you.
You know, one of the topics that's been big across the state has been these tax plans that the legislature kicked back to the county commissions, and we're seeing work being done in Clark County. The tax here is to help the Washoe County School District, and yesterday, the Reno Gazette Journal put out an editorial. They seem to have been flip-flopping on their editorial positions lately, but saying that basically they didn't think this was a good idea, and that, in fact, the sales tax situation would cause people to go and buy things like cars in Carson City, a different county, rather than Washoe County, if this tax went through. Your thoughts on the editorial position and that tax?
Well, you know, we've had, prior to yesterday's editorial, we had three editorials that were in favor of the tax, including the county passing it. In fact, there was one editorial that got me a little upset because kind of called out the commissioner, said, if you don't pass it, then you're not showing courage, which I felt was unfair to the commissioners, frankly. And then I saw yesterday's editorial. So, you know, I guess for me, it really comes back to what is our vision for education in our community. We already have a tax difference. You know, Clark County is well over 8%. We're already above Carson City. So, you know, maybe we're losing sales to Carson City now. I don't know. I mean, I think it'd be great for somebody to do that analysis. But, you know, our sales tax was 0.25%. We feel it's a very reasonable tax. At the end of the day, I also know that it's difficult to pass taxes here in Nevada. The one thing that the editorial, though, is very clear about. It doesn't question the need.
Now, the need is significant.
I'm sorry, let me finish. The need is significant and is going to continue to grow. I mean, we're at $308 million. We have buildings right now that are safe. We're trying to be proactive. And so that's all we're trying to do right now.
Now, editorial did bring up a point that this could be the law of diminishing returns, that you could raise the sales tax here and actually lose money because you are going to lose more car sales to Carson City. Do you find any validity in that claim?
Like I said, right now we're already above the sales tax of Carson City, so
we're about a quarter of a point, and this would make it a half a point.
I'm not sure the exact numbers, but they were saying that the difference, our tax would add another $100 on a $40,000 purchase, and they were saying that we're already about $200 above that.
And one of the problems is that also you have, for example, the price of gas. It's about 20 cents more expensive in Washoe County than it is, for example, in Carson City.
And the reality is this is not unusual for here in Washoe. It's not unusual, in fact, anywhere in the country. Like I said, when you look at sales tax rates, they vary across the state significantly. I mean, in Clark County, it's over 8.25%, and they haven't had those issues.
Well, they haven't had those issues though because of their geography. I mean, it's much easier when you have counties that are close together, like Washoe County, Carson City, Lyon County, where people can, it's much easier to drive there than it is to drive from Clark County into Oneida by a car in Perron.
I think that what's more important to people nowadays is their time. I think time is more of a value than money on occasions. Buying a car in Carson City. Well, people buy a car in Carson City and you got to drive it down there every time it needs to be repaired. It's not as easy. I'm not sure. We haven't done a study on it to see what the numbers are exactly. So it may, but as the superintendent says, that happens all across the state.
Okay, there's been some criticism.
Can I just jump
sure.
in for a second? Mm-hmm. So you said, a vision of the community for education in Washoe County. Mm-hmm. You've been in the community now for several years as your second go-around in Washoe County. Do you feel there is a vision for education, or is it just people trying to get their kids into school and through school?
Sure.
Because vision seems to be somewhat eclectic.
Well, I think our state has struggled in education.
No doubt.
And I'm saying that because I have a lot of data behind me. When you look at where our state ranks overall, and we're still struggling to get through that. I'm very excited about what we're doing here in Northern Nevada. I think here in Washoe, the fact that we're increasing graduation to our record levels. Not only that, we have record numbers of children getting into college. Last year we had out of four children that got into Harvard, three were from Northern Nevada. And that's not a coincidence, by the way. And this year, I can tell you, we're building on all of our data. We're going to get more kids into UNR this year than ever before, Tier 1 university right in our backyard. So I feel the momentum is with us. There's only one risk that we have, and that's, again, the condition of our facilities.
Okay, but is the momentum with you within the school district, or is the momentum with you within the community?
I believe it's both. I mean, frankly, as I talk to the community, they're very excited about what we're doing. And I think the challenge for us is that, as we look at this tax, this is not where we wanted to go. We were trying to solve this with the legislature. I give a lot of credit to the commissioners because they have taken this very seriously. I mean, they spent a lot of time on this issue trying to understand it. Frankly, it's confusing to the community. We're the only county in the state that doesn't have a dedicated revenue source to maintain these buildings. And frankly, I believe in general, again, nobody has questioned the need. So the issue has been around the process and, whether this issue around the sales tax, whether, it could hurt sales. I don't want to hurt our community. When we agreed on these taxes, and this was done working with our stakeholders, industry leaders, this was working with our legislators, the goal was try to make it as minimal as possible so that it wouldn't hurt our economy. And so the challenge for us, of course, is that we have a huge need. We need a revenue source. And no matter what, there's no easy answers.
Now, okay, let's take a break. We'll come back with much more after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking about the Washoe County tax for schools that's before the county commission.
In 2008, a measure similar to AB 46 was on the ballot, and voters turned it down. What do you think has changed in the last 5 years where you think the community will be supportive of a measure like AB 46 when they weren't in 08?
So I was a deputy superintendent in 2009, and I can just give you my perspective of what I saw at that time, and I think Barbara's even would be even better to do this. In 2009, when I came, we had been flat in graduation rates at 56% for 5 years in a row. The district really didn't have strong stakeholder involvement.
Well, and kudos to you guys for being honest about it, because I think for a long time, you know, we kind of hid how bad our graduation rates are. So, I mean, I think that says a lot about, you know, your tenure on the school board and that leadership that Dr. Morrison took.
Well, we're a completely different school district than we were about 5 years ago. And we, the Board of Trustees, made that very distinct decision when our previous superintendent Dugan retired. We decided that we wanted to be on the path of reform, and we purposely set out to hire superintendent then and superintendent now to put us on that path and change the culture, raise our achievement rates, raise our graduation rates. We have been on a path of reform for the last 4 years, and I think it's shown in all of our data that has come out.
One of the things that I've raised on this program is a question that the community has raised, which is accountability. And explain this letter of intent that's come out.
Well, we want to show the county commissioners that we're willing to do whatever they believe is necessary to show that we will be accountable. We have made several presentations before them in showing how that we track the money that we use. It's on our websites, but we're more than willing to have that discussion, too, if they want an independent outside group to look at it, if they would like us to come and report on a regular basis. We have no issues with that. We're happy to do whatever because we know we are accountable.
Right, but that is your school board as it stands today. But that would not cover a future school board, correct?
If somebody wanted to change it, absolutely. Political entities can change their minds as they go along. However, I think because of the way our school boards have been going and who is being elected into the positions, it certainly shows that the community is looking for people that will be accountable and transparent.
In 2002, Washoe County did pass a measure that put a lot of money into refurbishing schools, building new schools, and apparently there's still $90 million in that account that is going to be used for a lot of the things AB 46 is going to be used for. So there are some people saying, there's criticism out there, you know, we have $90 million we haven't spent, why do we need to implement this new tax?
So there's a couple of challenges. So one is, you know, as superintendent, when we decided to go after this endeavor, somebody asked me the question, said, Pedro, why didn't you guys do this years ago? Why didn't you guys have a dedicated revenue source specifically to maintain your buildings? Because who doesn't do that? You know, not only are you the largest employer in the county, but you're also the largest real estate holder. We have 7 million square feet. And I said, you know, you're absolutely right, because you wouldn't run a business this way. So the challenge right now is that the money we have set aside, that money was specifically, it's called a rollover bond. So we went out to the market and took out bonds for it. Once we spend the money, that revenue is gone. So we don't have a way to replenish that money. The challenge is that it doesn't solve the longer-term issue. When you have 7 million square feet, you need a dedicated revenue source to make sure that you're fixing systems, you're being proactive. Right now we have, as we stand, $308 million in need. So we could spend the whole $90 million right now, the money would be gone, literally. And then, you know, I'll tell you what my world is like. So the other day, you know, we had Shaw Middle School, one of our newer middle schools, that, you know, that got into flooding issues because the sprinkler system is already needs to be replaced. And so those are things that, you know, literally we will, you know, we started the day that we had to evacuate the children for 2 hours while we cleaned that up. We had another school at McQueen High School because of a thunderstorm that literally, you know, our air conditioning system went down during the summer. We had to literally clear out 2,000 kids for one day to fix that system. So right now we do have money. We're being proactive. We do have the money to deal with those issues. The problem is that once this money's gone, it's gone. So what this AB 46 does, whether people agree with the way we're doing it or not, what it does, it creates a long-term solution to maintain these 7 million of square feet. And frankly, I think that's a responsible thing to do, especially for the taxpayers, because these are not our assets. They're our public assets.
Barbara, even if you get a supermajority on the county commission, almost immediately a lawsuit will be filed against this passing on grounds of constitution. Would the money be able to start flowing while that court battle ensues, or would everything have to wait until that was done?
I'm not sure on the legal matter. I think that it would. Do we know? I'm not sure whether that we would be able to collect money. But if we did, we'd probably hold it. We've been faced with that situation before with other lawsuits, and we always make sure that we have the money in our funds in case we have to pay out. We don't ever want to be put in a negative position.
Yeah, and we know that, you know, the county has taken efforts to try to look at this issue. The state has also weighed in, and this, you know, and LCB has weighed in, and they felt that it was illegal. As Barbara said, we're not lawyers. These are things that are above our pay grade. But, you know, again, we would work with the county on these issues. And Barbara and the board have actually made, you know, have said that. You know, I mean, these are issues that we wouldn't just let the county just, you know, be out there on their own on.
I have a funny feeling you're going to be back to talk more about this in the near future. Thank you both for being here. We'll be
Thank
right
you.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
I've been getting a lot of questions about short sales and buyback programs. These are extremely difficult situations, and you need to know all the facts, so please call me for more information. And remember, our services are always free to homeowners.
Our 36th anniversary at Moore.
And we've never offered payments this low in 36 years.
You heard right. You'll get this set, or this one, for just $19.99 and pay just $33 a month.
Or get all three complete sets for less than $100 a month.
All when you finance with 0% interest until 2019. Yes, 2019.
During our 36th anniversary sale at Moore Furniture for Less.
Buying furniture has never been easier or more affordable.
Marshall Realty has been here for years, and we will never put you and your family in a bad situation. If you ever need any help, we're always here to assist you. Once again, thank you for making us your number one trusted resource.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And they are chomping at the bit. Back with our Power Pundit panel, Liz McMenamin is here, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, and Robin Reedy, Principal with Our Politics. Pleasure to have you both on the program. So you heard the discussion. You know this discussion has been going on statewide about these taxes of various kinds. Your thoughts on where you think the county is heading?
You know, it's going to be really interesting watching this because I have no idea where they're heading. I think it's going to go to court. I think court will be the deciding factor in this. But I, in listening to the conversation, I go back to, will this hurt Reno? Will this take tax money out? And I think it will. When you're talking about somebody buying a car in Carson or Reno, or even Winnemucca, or you, there's so many other places you can go that's so much closer. And it's not true that you can take your car, you have to take your car to Carson to get it fixed. There's places here in Reno that'll take care of that. But that being said, I think it will do some damage. I think you will see some of the money taken out of Reno if this passes. Is it needed? Yes, I think there's probably a need. I don't know if this is the revenue stream that they really want to go for.
You know, while I come from a background of dealing with issuing bonds and the money that's needed for those bonds and using tax source revenues for long term, and I think in the next election, it's going to be economies, jobs, and education as the topics. So I think they need to make the case and bring in more people in groups in talking about what they want for and then explaining exactly what it's going to be used for. Have a 10-year plan out there to say, this is exactly where the money is going to go. If they make the right arguments, especially in certain precincts in Washoe County, I think, you know,
right,
people can,
don't you think there's a fundamental problem, though, with trying to pass something, maybe another route through the legislature, through the school board, as, you know, that was suggested during the legislative session, now through the county commission, when you have already had voters just a few years ago say, no, we don't want this? I mean, don't you think you...
It's a tough sell, but the fact is, with the economy the way it was then and the little bit of improvement that we're seeing now, it is a different story. So I just do think it can go through.
And different leadership.
Well, let's go back about 20
things.
Years or so. I don't remember the exact year, but there was a school bond that went down in flames.
1996.
And then the school board came back and asked the community for their input and had several committees that looked at everything. And they explored, all the different options that were out there. And the next time the bond came up, amazingly, it sailed through.
It passed. And it's a matter of perception. And you're right. I think getting the community involved, being a part of it, those parents that are invested in with their children in these schools need to be at the table, too. And they need to be talking. And they need, as a community, as a whole, I think that's where you get the solution, not, like you say, Paul, going to the legislature, not getting it passed, then taking it to the county, or the legislature passing it off to the county commission. That was unusual.
But actually it wasn't, really. Jill Tolles was on the program and came up with a whole list of different things that the legislature had passed down to the counties over the years. And the other thing that she brought up was that the legislature only has a limited amount of time to spend on these kind of things, and the county has already spent 10 times more on listening to this issue and going into it. My question is, though, do you think that the legal issue will stand up here?
I think it will.
You think it will?
I think it will.
Based on what?
I think people have a different perception right now, and I just think they have the ability to do that.
The county has the ability to increase a tax. I mean, you know, we do live in a Dillon's Law state, so we don't have home rule, but the legislature gives the local governments that authority to do something, and I agree. I do think that will hold up.
Okay, let's change topics. We've got a couple of minutes left here. Watching the Sunday shows, basically from Capitol Hill, what did you think of the different comments from the different players? You know, you've got the Republicans, you've got the Democrats, and it almost seems like you've got a different party, which is the Tea Party, which isn't even really a party, on looking at the debt ceiling and the government shutdown.
Oh, you know, I think that this is a mess, and I don't think until both parties, I think both are at fault here, and both need to sit down and come to some kind of solution. I don't think just spending more money is the answer, but that's me. I'm really conservative, a fiscal conservative.
Well, I'm a fiscal conservative. I think the problem that they have is they attach it to Obamacare, which many people don't like, but it was promised in the last CR debt ceiling fight that they would look at reducing expenses. So they should have been talking about reducing expenses on this debt ceiling, not specifically
Obamacare.
Hey,
we deal with the sequester, right? And now we're fighting over whether the sequester cuts are going to continue or not.
You know, so it's almost a problem of spin on the Republican side.
Right.
I think they have a great issue. I just don't think they exhibited it well.
Well, and you do have the entire mainstream media, you know, against you, you know, just hammering on you.
Which means you better do it right in the beginning anyway.
And get it right. Exactly.
Okay, but when you talk about the mainstream media, I get a little confused because on Sundays, you know, number one show is Bob Schieffer on CBS, Fox News, you know, Fareed Zakaria. I mean, who are the bad guys?
When
you refer to the
mainstream media. Well, I think it's just funny. I mean, you're taking it.
NBC does a great job. Meet the Press.
Okay, but it's Ted Cruz. That's been the focus. And you know, when you
and
put
John
your focus,
McCain
when
and
you
Lindsey
put,
Graham,
but they haven't been as they haven't really been the focus. The focus has been on Ted Cruz and on the Tea Party Republicans. And I will say, when you hear the mainstream media cover these people, it is very derogatory in a sense. It's like, oh, it's these people who are holding everything up. There's intransigence on both sides, but on all sides. But who do we talk about?
But
who's holding it up?
It's who gives the best soundbite. And I'll tell you, I've been at convention after convention on the Republican side, and I don't even know what channel they come from, so it's not picking on any one channel or another. But the reporter walks up to me, and I give a reasonable soundbite, and then they go to someone else and it's talking about social issues, abortion and that, and they're getting a different soundbite. Which soundbite do they use?
The one that's on fire. We'll be right back.
Exactly.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Creating the home of your dreams is easy at RC Willie, and now it's more affordable than ever. Check out these offers.
Come in today and pick up your passport to savings, which contains over $50,000 in gift cards and prizes. Tour the store and check your passport number, and you may win a $2,000 gift card. Plus, enjoy savings up to $200 on your new purchase. Take advantage of store-wide savings and get a free gift. Don't miss this. Your passport to savings is available now at RC Willie, where it's your home, your way.
This is the Carson City Courthouse. I'm Charlie Kilpatrick. An experienced local trial attorney is your best choice in a serious accident claim. Before you contact a chain law firm, call us for a free appointment.
Take the first step.
Experience the Eldorado's Power Pennies Plus, voted best casino promotion by News and Review readers. Keep on winning with bonus games that follow you. Start your engines with NASCAR Virtual Racing. Take the checkered flag and win free play with progressive payouts. Get more winning power with random birthday bonuses and our Power Pennies Plus Fantastic Friday Slot Tournaments. Play Prospectors Plunge Tournaments Friday at 6, 8, and 10 p.m. Power Pennies Plus, only at the Eldorado.
If you or someone you know needs help with an addiction problem, Solutions DUI and Counseling Center can help. We offer substance abuse counseling and all levels of DUI classes. Call Solutions at 358-1123.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we have Carl Gere, the soon-to-be owner of John Esquire's Nuggets.
We'll see you on the next one.